Orchestra Pacific Tropical, Summer Cannibals, and many more. PDX Pop will take place at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Avenue in Portland. More information about PDX Pop Now 2014 can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, July 14th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web, where the next couple of days we shall be vigorously celebrating Bastille Day. Get your earplugs out and look up in the sky as soon as it gets dark. We have an exciting guest on today, well worth the fireworks of the next few days. We're going to be speaking later on in the program after the headlines with Judith Bellow. She and others alongside her are part of the Upstate Coalition to ground the drones and end the war. After an ABC News report, Israel says it downed a drone as Gaza death toll climbs. There's no confirmation as to whether the drone was armed. Well, take a wild guess. If it came in a crate that said made in the USA, you could bet it was armed. And the Washington Post reported last week Israel's F-16 fighter jets, Apache attack helicopters, and armed drones have hit more than 500 targets. This is an all-out 21st century air war against a an unarmed civilian population, who basically is making fireworks in the bathroom and lobbing it in the general direction of their persecutors. If this isn't genocide, I do not know. I do not know what you're going to call it. My guest, Judith Bellow, was part of a group of people who received very stiff sentences for opposing these attacks these days. And we talked about this last week. This is not over, I tell you that much. Last week we talked a great deal about the fact that it has become more and more dangerous to oppose anything. There are draconian new laws to prevent people from taking any sort of hard line against GMO foods. You can't photograph these things. And these are very brave women who stood up alongside she and Ellen Grady are with the Ithaca Catholic Worker, and the same. This is a sister of Mary Ann Grady Flores. Mary Ann Grady, the fourth, says that she attended another peace action but did not participate, instead photographing it from the roadway, which these days, of course, as we all know, has become virtually illegal. We have Judith standing by. I want to just give you guys, listeners out there, a bit of a heads up on a few of the things going on around our region. And also, I hope that you call the station and let us know. I've not been able to post anything, no comments, no links to any of of these websites. So I do advise you get out pencil and pen and be ready to write things down, because we can't put it on the website at the moment. Please let me know if you look at the website and you look at Air Cascadia when I'm able to post it, because I like providing extra material. Also, I can give you the weekly long-term weather report there. So do get in touch. This is community radio. It's not community radio unless you make that happen. And it's your voice as well as your dollars that keep us flying high. In Seattle at the weekend, about 150 people showed up yesterday to symbolically blockade railroad tracks in a demonstration against fossil fuel extraction and export. Why is it important that this was a symbolic blockade in Seattle? Well, here's why. Because a lot of these tracks are in remote rural areas where not a lot of people are watching. If you'd pull this off in downtown Seattle, then you get a lot more people watching you. There's a lot more attention. The message reaches is far more minds than if this took place out in the boonies. Because as we know, mainstream media does not cover protests. They do not cover opposition. They do not cover the resistance. And moving right along, just last week, two activists were indicted on terrorist charges, as we mentioned. They did not hurt any animals or any people, nor do they plan to do so. These two, Tyler Lang and Kevin Olive, as we talked about, released minks. That's about it. No secret in U.S. law that in 2006, Congress passed the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. And as Will Potter, author of Green is the New Red, noted, the act sweepingly targets a wide range of political activity and labels it as terrorism. Mexico is emerging as the next big battleground in conflicts over fracking. Mexican lawmakers consider regulatory legislation to put into practice the 2013 energy reform that opened up the country's oil and gas reserves to private investors. Thank you, NAFTA. Anti-fracking forces are mobilizing for a moratorium or an outright ban of the controversial practice from the Mexican Congress. Think about it. Water, potable water in Mexico is a questionable matter. And then there is the other questions of safety. Further down the road, literally and figuratively speaking, what about the transportation issues? Just think about that. And there's a lot more coming out of the First Nations in Canada. They managed to get the Supreme Court of Canada to consent to an eviction notice, kicking fracking interests, oil pipe interests, and bomb train rails, all have been officially evicted from native lands. And of course, we don't know, but a UK Guardian analyst says this well-informed take, the Israeli Defense Forces Gaza assault is to control Palestinian gas, avert an Israeli energy crisis. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed. Thousands more have fled their homes, all because of Israeli greed and refusal to acknowledge the humanity of people, anywhere, anyone other than themselves as actually being part of the community of humankind. And therefore, it is perfectly okay to take their lives. So far, no Israeli lives have been lost. And that's about it for just a very few of the headlines, because we want to speak now with Judith Bello with the Upstate Coalition to ground the drones and end the war. Good morning, Judith. Thanks so much for being with us today. Good morning, Judith. Hi, Judith, hello, good morning. Have we got you there? Well, I expect that she'll be with us in just a few moments. A couple more things then that we can talk about. Democracy Now! Reported that in New York, a peace activist and grandmother has been sentenced to a year in prison for her role in peaceful protests at a base where U.S. drones are piloted remotely. Marianne Grady Flores had been issued an order of protection aimed at keeping her away from Hancock Field Air National Guard base after she participated in an act of civil disobedience there in 2012. Last year, Grady Flores says she attended another peace action but did not participate. Instead, she photographed it, as she just mentioned in the headlines, beyond what she believed was the base's boundary. She was later told that the base's or property extended into the road. Now, that's a dubious claim in the first place. Many of the alleged legal facts that were used to put her away for an entire year are dubious in detail and have not been examined. Now, you have to wonder, of course, you have to wonder about what sort of legal defense that she does have. I assume that it would be positively inclined towards these kind of actions, but nonetheless, it does beg the question of, does she have adequate legal defense? On Thursday, Judge David Gideon of the DeWitt Town Court sentenced her to the maximum sentence. Of being in a roadway, which one would assume would be public right of way, she ended up with a year in prison for violating the protection order, and he also fined her $1,000.
Hi, Chris.
Judith, good. There you are. Thanks for being with me. Yes. I'm going to turn this over to you. I've given the listeners a little bit of the background on this, but I'd like to hear more from you and why you think that the judge was so extreme. This was the maximum he could possibly have handed her. What happened here?
Well, I think that, you know, there's been pressure building because we've been having these demonstrations at Hancock Air Base since the drones came there back in like 2009. And so they have a problem drawing negative attention to the base, which to us is a good thing, but to them is a problem. And and Marianne, like myself, is one of the people that was participating in this organization that opposes having the drones flown from the base or anywhere from the beginning. And the judge, I personally, Judge Gideon is very harsh. He has a soft demeanor, but he's more harsh than he's very harsh in the way he judges things. And in this case in particular, I guess he wanted to send a message, but I think he really went overboard. Because Marianne is self-employed, she's over 60, and she works as a caterer, and she takes care of her 88-year-old elderly mother, and so on. They ordered her, at her lawyer's request, they ordered that there be the parole office will do a sentencing investigation and make recommendations to the judge about sentencing. In other words, you know, in terms of like how severe of a effect it will have on the people around her and so on and on her life. And the parole board reported back that they thought she should get a conditional discharge because she was needed at home and because her crime was not violent and not, you know, aggressive. And
possibly not even a crime, too, considering that she was in a public roadway. I mean, it seems...
Well, I agree, but from their standpoint, the judge was furious at the parole board's investigation report. And, He did give her the maximum, and he also said that he disagreed with everything they said and that he didn't think she was the nice person that they thought she was, which is very sad because Marianne is kind and generous, and of all of us, she's the one who has most shown empathy towards the people in the courtroom because we're there a lot. And she's actually, you know, reached out to many of the workers around the courtroom and in the courtroom in a very generous and pleasant way and been friendly to everyone. And perhaps the judge found that threatening.
But and furthermore, you know, even if she had been a vicious person, still, it's law. It's the rule of law, which you know, we still laughingly like to think is part of the fabric of the nation. And one would hope that people, whether they're nice or not, have a day in court, which is, in fact, pursuant to rule of law. Have any other members of your group come up against this judge in the past?
Oh, yes. I've been sent to jail by him twice. And several other people have been repeatedly said for short periods of time, though, because our we were charged with violations, or I think they call it a violation rather than a misdemeanor. But the thing about the orders of protection is that we have already, one person is, it's hard when you have a lot of people. We have about 50 orders of protection handed out to protesters around Hancock, which means this could happen to any one of us. And that's why the judge was sending a message like, don't you dare go against it.
That's it. Exactly. Judith, we're out of time. I apologize for that. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today. So Judith Miller with the Upstate Coalition to Ground Drones in the War. Try to get something up on the website so that you can follow up on this and take a look at the transcript of the court proceedings. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, July 14th, 2014. Kate Welch engineered the show. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to Locus Focus coming up right now on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 34th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, Friday, July 18th to Sunday, July 20th at Cathedral Park in North Portland. The Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, the oldest continual free jazz festival west of the Mississippi River. This year, Friday night will be a blues night featuring the Roseland Hunters, and the rest of the festival features jazz performers Farrell Newton, plus Soul 3, the Portland Youth Jazz Orchestra, the Mel Brown Septet, Devin Phillips, and many more. Again, that's the 34th Annual Cathedral Park Jazz Festival, located in Cathedral Park under the St. John's Bridge in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.